Got a moment? I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Life is filled with moments, good ones and not so good ones. They are long moments and fleeting moments. They are holy moments accentuated by the presence of God, carnal moments where the flesh is in control. Some moments are mundane, forgettable moments, moments that come and go, so ordinary that we hardly notice. Other moments are special. They become indelible treasures and are stored in our memory banks. And at any given moment, we push the replay button and play that moment all over again. Moments, motion, moving in a chronological lifestyle where time waits for no one. So our days are ruled by minutes and seconds and nanoseconds and, of course, moments. Moving through moments are as natural as breathing. They come and go, or they linger like the smell of chicken or simmering chitlins long after the food has been devoured. Erwin McManus writes that moments are as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sands in the sea. Any one of them can prove to be the most significant moment in your life. He says that only a handful of moments are defining moments, moments where the choices you made determined the course and momentum of your life. Rahab's defining moment came when she made the decision to hide the Hebrew spies, when they came on a reconnaissance mission to Jericho. The blind man's defining moment came when he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." The woman with the issue of blood's defining moment came when she reached out to touch the hem of the Lord's garment. The defining moment for the government of Chile, the 33 formerly trapped miners and their family and friends, occurred yesterday and into the night as each man was hoisted in a small capsule barely wider than a man's shoulder. Each man emerged with sunglasses to protect their eyes after being in the dark so long. Each man was greeted with joy and jubilation by the Chilean president, family members, and an army of media. Agents, publishers, movie producers, and lawyers all waiting to capitalize on that moment. They may be out of the mind, but they are not out of the woods. So continue to pray for them, their families, and their recovery. One miner by the name of Mario made a statement after being freed from the dark mine, where he lived miraculously for more than 2 months. News reports said Mario Sepulveda, the second miner to escape, had everyone laughing when his hoops of joy resounded on the surface even before he arrived. He stepped out of the capsule, opened up a yellow bag, pulled out souvenir rocks from below, and began handing them out to the rescuers and even the president of Chile. He said, "I'm so happy," yelled Sepulveda, grinning, punching his fist in the air, and hugging everyone in sight. He also sounded a serious note. "I think I had extraordinary luck," he said. "I was with God and with the devil, and I reached out for God." Whether your moments are spent underground, trapped because of a catastrophic accident, or you're trapped in a life or a lifestyle that you didn't plan on, didn't deserve, or earn, or you're trapped in a nightmare and you can't wake up, trapped in a dead-end job, or in a dead-end relationship, or just trapped between the memories of yesterday and the opportunities of today, you will meet both God and the devil. And in that critical moment, reach out for God. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.